Leave your phone, come to mine. You'll catch a hint in due time. I think that I could fuck the idea of him out of your mind. So it was the World Cup final yesterday, and all around Argentina there have been wild celebrations all night. And in France, there is just silence all night. Just hours of silence. In England, there has been a week of silence after Harry Kane smashed a penalty so high in the sky it took into orbit and travelled for thousands of miles towards our shores. In short, it's coming home. But in silence. It's coming home in absolute silence. And every single other country involved in the World Cup, apart from maybe Morocco, are in silence. And all the countries who didn't qualify or who don't care about football, they too are in silence. As others celebrate wildly. And isn't that almost an unbearable thing, to sit in silence as others celebrate wildly, as they lift the trophy? You only think one thing, don't you? Well, that's shit for me, isn't it? Everything I have ever done, everything I will ever do is pointless, because you are celebrating wildly and I am just sitting here, a failure, in silence. And that, everybody, is why you should never look at Instagram. Instagram is the app embodiment of sitting in silence as others celebrate wildly around you. Because the problem is, when do we look at Instagram? We look at it when we're bored. When we, in moments, have nothing. And what do we see? We see the world celebrating wildly, loudly. Look at me, look at us. We have won and you have lost. Do we feel happy for you? Yes, but only briefly. As in the same wave of happiness brings the crashing realization of our failure. We have not won. We are not partying. We are not filtered beautiful and walking through a car park about to meet friends for a crimbo lunch. We are sitting on the toilet taking a shit and cold and penniless. And we have not won the World Cup. We are not even close. So what do? We close Instagram, don't we? Because we know it's poisonous. We know it's everyone else's highlight reel, where we have to live every moment, every disappointing second. So we gather ourselves. We sit calmly. And then we go outside, don't we? We see a rainbow. And that is hope, isn't it? It's not light refracting in watery air, it is hope. And so, what do we do in that moment of hope? We get out our phones, don't we? And we take that selfie, apply that filter and write that hashtag. Hashtag, I'm so happy in my life right now. And you know it's bullshit, but the likes are noise, aren't they? They're affirmation. The affirmation is noise in this otherwise silent world. So congratulations to the winners. There is no reason to be jealous. No reason to sit in silence. For on Instagram, we are all winners. Particularly with the Clarendon or Valencia filters. They're my favourite. Look at me. Look at me. I'm so successful and happy. All the time. So successful, so happy. I'm a winner. I've won. Lots of love.